Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Here's a question that I get often. Bob, what is the second death? Very important question, very interesting question. To answer, we return to the book of Revelation. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to get into the second coming of Christ again. Not that that isn't an important topic as well. It's just that, as I've mentioned before, it gets overplayed, over-talked about. There are important things in the book of Revelation aside from when Jesus is going to return. And of course, there's an awful lot of symbolism in Revelation. That's why we have so many different viewpoints about what it means. But some stuff is very clear. And the farther you get toward the end of the book, the more clear it becomes, because they talk about the resurrection from the dead and judgment day and God trying people. Let me read to you from Revelation chapter 20. I'm starting with verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. There's that phrase, second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Okay, now I already mentioned there's a lot of symbolism in Revelation. Whether this is a literal fire, we don't know for sure. God is a just God, and we don't know the extent of our sins. And if God decided that people are going to go to hell and burn for all of eternity, that's up to him. So I'm not saying that can't happen. I am saying that although the Bible is very clear that there is a place called hell where people will live separated from God for all of eternity, whether or not it's a place where you burn, that's a little bit more debatable, because there are times when it's described differently, such as Jesus calling it an outer darkness in one place. But right now, for today, we're less concerned about what hell is like and more concerned about who will be there. Why is this called the second death? Did you notice everybody rose from the dead? When we get to heaven, we're not going to be disembodied spirits. We're not going to be angels. There are beings in heaven called angels, but those are separate beings. We will be resurrected, body, soul, and spirit. And the reason we will be resurrected is that Jesus Christ paid for our sins on the cross. However, Jesus made it very clear that there was one sin he was not paying for. That is sometimes called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit through whom Jesus makes himself known. Other times it's simply called the sin of rejecting Christ, same sin. So everybody who has not given their life to Christ, and there's already been a judgment, according to Revelation, of people who had given their lives to Christ and resurrected, and they're led into heaven, not because they deserve to be there, not because of good works, but because they had allowed God to forgive them and they had turned from their sins, they had repented. These are people who did not do that. So why do they rise from the dead? Because Jesus still paid for all of their sins. Now, it does say they're going to be judged according to what the books say. So maybe somebody committed murder. Maybe somebody committed some other heinous thing. Or maybe it was just one of the sins that all of us do. Any sin is enough to disqualify us from being in heaven, and therefore everybody is disqualified. Yet God loves everybody, so Jesus died for everybody. So people are judged according to their deeds, because there might be somebody who doesn't think he deserves to go to hell. And God's going to make it very clear, you do deserve to go to hell. You deserve to pay for all of these things. However, and here's the interesting catch, however, you won't have to pay for these things which you deserve to pay for, because Jesus paid for it for you. However, you rejected Jesus, so you're going to go to hell, and you're going to pay for the one sin of rejecting Jesus. That means somebody could commit murder and go to hell, and that's what they would deserve for being a murderer. But technically, legally, had they repented, they would not be in hell. So they're in hell, deserving to pay for their murder or whatever they did, but what they're really paying for is the fact that they did not repent of it. The second chance that God gave them, they threw back in God's face, and that's why it's called the second death. They were already dead in their sins, but Jesus paid for all of their sins. Therefore, they rise from the dead, body, soul, spirit, immortal, glorified body, and yet now they go to hell and pay, and that's why it's called a second death, because now they're paying for the one sin that Jesus did not die for. Not the best news in the world, but it is a grave warning for us to share the gospel and hope and pray that people respond. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.